Mindful movement. In this recording, we will be doing a gentle, mindful movement practice. Before we begin, it is important to connect with the intention of the practice, which is actually fairly simple. In sitting meditation, we practice paying attention to sensations in the body, sensations of breath, and we notice what happens in our minds while we do this. In the same way, mindful movement allows us to practice paying attention to sensations in the body and sensations of the breath while we move and engage in different postures. So we bring awareness to the body while it is moving. So these will be gentle movements with a focus simply on experiencing the body and the mind as we move through these different positions. The intention of the practice is not to achieve anything or look a particular way, but rather just to be aware of the body in movement. So self-care is very important. Please pay attention to your body and any physical limitations that you may have, always feeling free to modify the poses as needed. And please feel free to add in any poses of your own. The most important thing in this practice is the quality of the attention that you bring to the practice. Just simply noticing what is happening in the body and in the mind as you gently explore these positions. So we'll start in a seated position. So taking your seat either on a chair or on a cushion, and just taking a moment to notice yourself sitting here in this position. You could have your hands folded in your lap or on your legs. And just taking a couple of intentional deeper breaths. Just to connect with this moment, this place. And if your mind wanders throughout this practice, just knowing that is totally normal, not a problem. Just bringing the awareness back as many times as you need to the body. So as we're sitting here, noticing the breath, allowing your neck to very gently drop to the right, as little or as far as you'd like to go. Letting that neck move to the right, falling a little bit toward your right shoulder, and noticing sensations in the body now. So again, there's no place you need to get with this. We're just noticing, what's it like to move the head and the neck? Softening that left shoulder. And you can bring the head back up to center, and at your pace, letting the neck and the head drop to the left. Just gently, no need to force anything here. And noticing any sensations now. Can we soften that right side, the right shoulder? Remembering to keep breathing throughout the practice. Bringing the head back to center. And if you'd like, letting the neck and the head fall forward gently. Noticing any stretching, stretching forward in the back of the neck or anywhere else. Bringing the head back to center, letting the head fall backwards. Noticing these sensations as you do this. And bringing the neck and the head back to center whenever you're ready. We'll do one more round, so allowing the neck and the head to gently fall to the right, softening that left shoulder, noticing any stretch, any sensations. Coming back to center and letting the head and neck fall to the left. Coming back to center. Just staying with this as best you can. There's no hurry. Letting the head and the neck fall forward if that feels okay. Coming back to center, and then finally letting the neck and head fall back. And when you're ready, just coming back to center. So now allowing your shoulders to rise up. Rise up toward the ears. And holding them up there and then slowly dropping the shoulders back down. Just noticing, what's this like? Rolling those shoulders up again. Where do you feel it? What is the sensation like? What does the mind do with this? Lowering the shoulders down. Can you keep breathing? Just staying present with the body throughout this. One more time up with the shoulders. And dropping the shoulders down. And we'll try rolling the shoulders if that feels okay for you. So picking a direction and just kind of rolling the shoulders at your speed. There's no hurry. And at some point you can switch the direction, roll the other direction. Maybe you just roll one side and then the other, forward and backwards. And then when you're ready, you can come back to center and just have another moment of relative stillness. Just checking in with the body now. Are there any new sensations here? And next, we'll let the upper body move around a little bit. So you can start making just little circles with your upper torso as you stay seated on your cushion, on your chair. Just kind of letting the body move around a little bit. Maybe clockwise, maybe counterclockwise, switching it up as you'd like. And you can let this go kind of as far as you want, you know, listening to your body. Just a little bit of upper body movement here. And coming back to center. Next, we can try some arm raises. So if this feels okay, paying attention to what's near you, not to run your hands into anything, but just raising your arms slowly overhead. Eventually, perhaps having your hands touch if that feels okay, or else just having your hands up. Just noticing what that's like. And then at your pace, you can bring the arms down. Coming back into your lap, into your seat. And let's try it again. Again, just noticing, what's this like? Where do you feel it? What is the mind doing with this? Is there a sense of wanting to speed up and do it faster? You can bring your arms down at your own pace here. Is there a sense of comparing yourself somehow or judging or just noticing any of that mental activity? It's not a problem. It's just what our minds are busy doing. So we can raise our arms one more time overhead. You might look up at your hands, look up at the ceiling, maybe stretch out your fingers. When you're ready, bringing the arms back down. And now you could let your arms grab the opposite shoulder, kind of like you're giving yourself a hug. Just kind of grabbing on, maybe shrugging the shoulders a little bit. Release that whenever you'd like. So again, just pausing for a moment and just checking out the body and the mind. What's here now? Has anything changed or shifted? What sensations do you feel? Connecting with the in-breath, the out-breath. And then if you'd like, we can do a standing pose. So if you'd like to do this whenever you're ready, just coming into a standing position. So just standing with your feet about hip distance apart, with your spine straight, your knees unlocked, shoulders relaxed. And just noticing in this position, are there any areas of the body that feel tense or have holding? And seeing if you might soften that a bit. Not forcing anything, but just noticing, what's that like? To offer some ease or some release. And as always, allowing the breath to just flow naturally, whatever that's like for you right now. And then if you'd like, on an inhale, bringing your arms up to the sky. And on an exhale, releasing the arms back down to the sides. No hurry. Just exploring what this is like. Repeating now at your own pace, just following your breath. On the in-breath, raising the hands and the arms up to the sky, stretching above your head. And on the exhale, just releasing the arms back down to your sides. So if you'd like, you might repeat that another time or two. Just seeing what that's like. What's here right now? Seeing if we can make a little space for whatever's present. And whenever you're finished with raising your arms up and then down, you can find your seat one more time. So just again, letting yourself just sit on the cushion or on the chair. Letting yourself just be here with your experience right now, just like it is. Noticing, are there any changes in the body from this movement practice? Connecting with the breath. And in a few moments, I'll ring the bell to end this period of practice. But knowing that, of course, you can find other movements that your body might be asking for, feeling free to practice those anytime you'd like to. Just bringing this quality of awareness to whatever's happening in the body and in the mind.